Asylum restrictions at the border are still in place after a court in Louisiana ruled the CDC could not repeal Title 42 as planned on Monday. That's the policy enacted more than 2 years ago by the Trump administration because of the pandemic. From the Fronteras desk, KJZZ's Elisa Resnick reports from Nogales, Mexico, where migrants are coping in this new limbo.
Just across the street from the crossing, in a little plaza shaded by old trees, some 400 asylum seekers gather with signs and a megaphone.
¿Va a pasar la compañera?
Migrants trying to begin the asylum process in the U.S. here have marched, prayed, and protested against Title 42 restrictions in events like this for more than 2 years now. Jesse is one of the organizers. Today was supposed to be their last one.
Pues teníamos la noticia de que esto se iba a terminar hoy precisamente.
Jessie's big brown eyes are glassy with tears. She brought her 5 kids here almost a year ago after fleeing gang violence in southern Mexico. We're only using her first name because she received threats back home and she's worried about her safety here. She says this month, people like her were happy knowing finally Title 42 was coming to an end. Then came the Louisiana court decision.
Entonces, esta noticia a nosotros nos cayó como bomba.
The news hit us like a bomb, Jessie says. She's clutching a clipboard with a handwritten testimony that she read to the crowd. Still, she says all the families gathered here motivates her to keep fighting for their rights and her own. She wants people to understand that migrants in Nogales are vaccinated and tested for COVID before entering the U.S., that they're not a COVID threat. Joanna Williams with the advocacy group Kino Border Initiative says now it's more complicated.
Not only did we have hopes that weren't realized, but also this becomes indefinite. This isn't a matter of a 30-day extension of Title 42. This is, well, until we figure out what the federal court system is going to do.
Last Friday, Judge Robert Summerhays ruled the CDC could not end Title 42 without measures like a public comment period or cost considerations, though the policy was enacted under the Trump administration without either step. The Department of Justice plans to appeal. In the meantime, Williams says she worries migrants here will get desperate waiting with no end in sight and try to cross through the desert. Hodel, another asylum seeker from Haiti, knows people who have died that way. Others never made it here.
Porque salieron de su país por la violencia, pero también encontraron violencia en el camino también.
People leave their country because of violence, only to encounter more on the journey, Hodel says. He knows what that's like. We're only using his first name because he doesn't feel safe in Nogales. He and his wife left Haiti for Chile a few years ago after his parents were both killed in gang violence there. They had a daughter in Chile, a rambunctious toddler with curly black hair that's twisted into thick braids. She was barely 2 when they left for Mexico. Hodel says they stick out as migrants here, and they're more vulnerable.
Los inmigrantes es más peor. Es más peor. Y por la gente de color es más peor.
For immigrants, it's worse, he says. For people of color, it's much worse. They've been to 3 different Mexican cities over the last 9 months. He says his daughter can't go to school here. He and his wife can't work. Life is just standing still. But they're not leaving Nogales.
No podemos cruzar en el río. Tampoco no podemos cruzar en el desierto.
We can't cross the river and we can't cross the desert, he says. They're tired of traveling and it's dangerous. That's why they're trying to ask for asylum here at this border crossing. So he says he'll wait. He just doesn't know how long that will take. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, reporting from Nogales.